So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's an honor for us in the EPP Bureau meeting here in Tallinn. That's the Secretary General of NATO. Jens Stoltenberg is with us. I want to welcome him. And we are defining here as the biggest political family in the European Union. We're defining here our main answers. And when we look to the East, there is Georgia a few years ago. We have Ukraine. We have the hybrid war. We have now the maneuver in a few days with more than 100,000 soldiers close to our border. So we have a new threat from the East that is obvious for us as EPP. And we have to answer this. We have to act now. That means for us to build up a European defense union, a European pillar for the security of our people. And that have two arguments. One is to look for an independent security system for the Europeans. We still rely on our American partners, but it's important to build up a European pillar. And the second argument for our engagement on a European defense union is that it is cheaper. So to combine our forces is cheaper for the taxpayers than to do it with 27 in the future European Union. That are the arguments why we will build on these points. It's great to have today the Secretary General with us to show that we want to do this together with NATO, like you already discussed it with the defense ministers today. So we want to do it inside of the NATO structures that are extremely important for us, but with a clear European, with a strong European pillar. And we are here in Estonia. One message could be that with such an engagement, strong NATO, strong European pillar, we want to guarantee that never again a country like Estonia will be occupied by any external force or external power. So welcome, and looking forward for the fruitful discussions.
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me here today, Manfred Weber. It's a great honor for me to visit the EPP and to meet with you, because you represent the biggest group in the European Parliament, but the parliamentarians belonging to the EPP are also one of the really important groups within the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, and I appreciate very strongly the cooperation with you, both within the NATO Parliamentary Assembly and also when I meet the European Parliament. We live in a more challenging security environment with more threats, more challenges than we have seen for a generation. And NATO is responding, NATO is adapting, and I saw a part of that yesterday in Tapa, not far from Tallinn, here in Estonia, where NATO has deployed one of our new battle groups, a multinational battle group of NATO forces led by the UK, but showing how NATO is responding, how NATO is there to send a clear message that an attack on one ally will trigger the response from the whole alliance. We are also adapting in many other ways. We are increasing the readiness, the preparedness of our forces, and we are responding both to a more assertive Russia in the east, but also to all the violence, in the turmoil we see to the south, with terrorism and instability. Part of the NATO adaptation is also to strengthen the cooperation between NATO and the European Union. And I welcome so much the progress we have been able to make in strengthening cooperation between the two most important institutions in Europe, NATO and the European Union, in many different fields, but for instance also in cyber. And cyber is an area where the where Estonia, our host nation, has really played a key role, and is also the honor to meet with you, because Estonia is hosting NATO's Center of Excellence for Cyber Defense, and are leading their work when it comes to pushing forward cyber defenses. And we see that that's a real threat to all of us, and an example of where we need strengthened cooperation between the European Union and NATO. I welcome stronger European defense, because I strongly believe that stronger European defense is good for the European Union, but it's also good for NATO. We have to remember that more than 90% of the people living in the EU country, they live in a NATO country. So it's no way you can strengthen the defense of Europe without at the same time strengthening the defense of European NATO allies and NATO. So therefore, for me, there is no competition between strong NATO and strong EU. For me, a strong Europe is the same as a stronger NATO. So I'm looking forward to meet with the parliamentarians and to discuss the challenges we face together.
Thank you so much.
From your position, what's the main first tangible result you expect from this cooperation, and by when do you think it could happen?
Do you ask me or him? Well, yeah, you know, I don't represent the European Union, so I think I have to leave it to the European Union to in a way, explain the details of PESCO. But PESCO is one way of strengthening European defense and also to strengthen European cooperation on defense. And as I said, I welcome stronger European defense. Exactly how the European Union decides, what kind of technical mechanisms and institutions they decide frameworks they decide to use to achieve that, well, that I leave to the European Union. The only important message I have is that we have to avoid duplication. Because as Manfred just stated, one of the reasons why we need strong European defense is to make it cheaper, meaning that we can have more defense for the investments we do in defense. If the European Union starts to duplicate what NATO does, then we are undermining both NATO and the European Union, and we are doing things in less efficient and more expensive ways. So we have to avoid duplication, and we have to avoid any misunderstanding about that NATO is the guarantor of collective security, of territorial security. I welcome very much stronger European defense, but we have to remember that the deterrence, the defense which NATO is based on and which is the guarantee of European security is based on the transatlantic link. And the United States and Canada, they are not members of the European Union. And I don't believe they will be so in the near future either. So meaning that especially when UK leaves the European Union, 80% of NATO's defense expenditures will be non-EU. 3 of the 4 battle groups we have deployed in the eastern part of the alliance, in the Baltic countries and Poland, will be led by non-EU countries, the United States, Canada, and UK. So we should just avoid any misunderstanding about the need for a strong transatlantic bond, strong NATO, and therefore we should not in no way create a misunderstanding that EU can replace NATO when it comes to collective defense, the transatlantic bond, which is so important for the security of European allies.
I share this totally, and there is no debate among EPP, that of the biggest political family in Europe, that we want to get in competition with NATO. NATO is the fundament of our security. But if we have the aim, if we have the goal to be more independent, that we can secure our security by ourselves, then we have to invest more, we have to save monies in combined activities, and we have to think about common structures of command. And that is what we are trying to solve, to bring these different things together. Again, the principle and the fundament is no competition. NATO is priority, and then we want to build up a strong European Union. And the details is exactly what we are doing here in Tallinn. So the Tallinn paper, which will be offered afterwards when we decided on this, will give you a good indication about our specific ideas about the strengthening the European security area. I only want to mention one point. We think that it is important not only to talk about theoretically about the security. We have to now very practically start. And I give you one example. Drones are very expensive. Small countries, mid-sized countries in Europe cannot anymore invest in drones because it's too expensive. That's why it would make sense to have a European effort, the European command on common drones technology and investments there, that we really can guarantee these new technologies for all the citizens of the European Union, especially here in the Baltic area. Thanks so much, and please give us now the time to discuss it inside with the Secretary General. Thanks so much.